Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions, to find out more about something, or to comment, drop me a line. david@fmr.co.za or find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels and the podcast on fmr.co.za. Sometimes life throws you something extraordinary. Take the BMW 760e. Yes, it is the price of a family home. But that isn't what makes it extraordinary. That's pretty common these days. It's that it's a car built for riding in the back that you couldn't possibly detect that that was the design spec from the driver's seat, where it's all about the dynamics. And yes, before we start, it is shockingly a driver's car. Let's get over the stuff I first mentioned. It is for the backseat driver. The backseats recline, massage, heat, cool, and of course, the rear passengers can control the infotainment and wirelessly charge their phones. And in this spec, the passenger side seat goes full business class recline with a widescreen TV flipping down and going the full width of the car, which is naturally touchscreen, and obviously when it does this, the blinds close all over automatically. Not that you need the blinds for the heat, with the temperature insulating glass all around. For all of this, there's a premium over the sticker price of just short of 100,000 Rand. A trifle on a 3.1 million Rand base price. Access and egress are, of course, assisted by motorized doors on every door, easily managed by the driver. They do detect obstacles. Also gets a 250,000 checkbox text for driver's assistance that comes with exceptional augmented reality screen in the dash, making self-driving and navigation a breeze. And yes, in heavy traffic, there's no need to pay much attention. The car autonomously pulling off from a standstill and even changing lanes on the flick of an indicator at speeds above 70. Now, you know, it may say 760e on the back badge of this BMW, but only the 7 and the E mean what they say. This is a 3-litre petrol PHEV, and for those of you who don't know what PHEV stands for, that's plug-in hybrid. And what that means for those of you who don't know what a PHEV means is the 800-kilometre range on this one has the first 90 or so under battery power and the rest with the dinosaur era remains being burnt. In practical terms, you could get to work every day under electrical power, charging up every night and only using the internal combustion side of things on long trips or for quick passing manoeuvres. Now we get to the fun stuff. Floor the accelerator, and I need to mention jaded phrases with cats being scolded, but in this era that would both bore you and probably get animal welfare to shut this program down. So let's just say with alacrity. The other extraordinary thing is the fuel consumption, or should I say power consumption. I was averaging over 1,000 kilometers with 7.6 liters per 100 kilometers and 4.9 kilowatts per 100 kilometers being used. And I have no way of combining those without making my brain hurt. Let's just say that it is frugal in extremis for this much of a driver's car driven this hard. With 420 kilowatts on tap, the xDrive gets the ton in 4.3 seconds and is a hoot to drive. While the suspension and chassis cosset you over bad roads, on a twisty, it feels like an utterly quiet and composed 3 Series from the driver's seat, shrinking all around you. What didn't I like? Besides the price and having to give it back, and admittedly the price is competitive in the category, I didn't like some of the crystal appearing finishes on switchgear and the dash, finding them a tad gaudy and irritating in direct sunlight. Also, the boot, while huge, has no stowage for the needed cables and supplied first aid kit. The usual spot taken up by batteries and the like. Would I consider this one if I was a titan of industry or a feeder at the trough of executive government? Yes, sir. The BMW 760e would be on my shortlist, no question, and I would look forward to it on weekends as much as fading the nuisance of weekday traffic. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions or want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels, and of course the podcast on fmr.co.za.